Are you quietly wondering if there's something more to your life? Like you're meant for something, but can't quite name it? This audiobook will not tell you who to become, because you're not here by accident. How to Find Your Soul Purpose. Introduction. Your purpose isn't something distant, buried in the stars, or hidden in some future you haven't yet reached. It's already moving through you, in your longings, your patterns, your curiosities, your quiet frustrations. But it's hard to hear the soul's whisper when the world is so loud. We've been taught to chase meaning in job titles, achievements, or what others expect us to become. But true purpose isn't something you find. It's something you feel. It rises, not from ambition, but from alignment. Not from noise, but from stillness. Not from striving, but from remembering. This audiobook isn't a set of rules. It's a sacred mirror, reflecting back your soul's original assignment. In each chapter, we'll explore how to tune into your inner compass, decode the signs that have always been around you, and step fully into the frequency of your purpose. Not just as a concept, but as a way of living. Your soul has been whispering all along. Now you're finally ready to listen. Chapter 1. You are not random. You are designed with intent. You are not a mistake. You are not a coincidence. You are not a random event in a chaotic universe. You are a soul with architecture. You were formed with intention, encoded with purpose, and placed here by design. Even when life feels uncertain, one truth remains steady. You are not here by accident. There's something quietly revolutionary about remembering that. It changes how you carry yourself. It softens the self-doubt. It silences the inner voice that asks, "What am I even doing here?" Because underneath the questions, the detours, and the confusion, there is a frequency within you that has always known. Before your first breath, before memory, before language gave shape to your world, your essence already held a knowing. That knowing is not loud. It doesn't compete with the outside world. It whispers, gently, persistently. You are here for something, and that something is not something you have to chase. It's something you remember. The myth of finding purpose. Let's begin by dissolving the biggest illusion. Purpose is not something you have to find. This belief that your soul mission is buried somewhere out there, waiting to be unlocked like a treasure chest, creates stress, shame, and confusion. You start asking, "What if I never find it? What if I get it wrong? What if I waste my life?" But purpose is not a destination. It's not one perfect job. It's not a role, a title, or a label on your social media bio. Purpose is a frequency. It's the energy that flows through you when you're most aligned, most alive, most open. It's not defined by the outer world. It's activated by your inner world. You don't have to do more to be worthy of it. You simply have to return to it. You chose this life. Ancient mystics and spiritual teachers across cultures have shared this truth. Your soul chose this life, not in punishment, but in purpose. You chose this timeline. You chose your personality traits, your sensitivities, your gifts, even your challenges. You chose the family that would raise you, not because it was easy, but because it would shape you. You chose this body to house your light. You chose this world to leave an imprint. When you stop seeing yourself as a passive player in a random game and start seeing yourself as a soul on assignment, everything shifts. Even your pain becomes part of your purpose. Even your detours become divine. Nothing is wasted, not the waiting, not the heartbreak, not the struggle. It all becomes raw material for your awakening. clues are already all around you. So how do you begin to remember? Start by looking where most people overlook. Your own life. Your purpose leaves clues. Always has. It's in what makes you feel alive. It's in the things you can't help but talk about. It's in the conversations that light you up and the causes that break your heart. It's in the patterns that keep repeating. Not to torment you, but to redirect you. Ask yourself, what did I love doing before anyone told me who I should be? What are the moments I lose track of time? What themes show up again and again in my life? What pain do I feel deeply connected to healing in others? Your childhood curiosities, your natural talents, even the roles you keep slipping into without being asked, these are not random. They are evidence of what your soul came here to express. Sometimes, your greatest wounding holds the seed of your highest mission. The pain you understand most deeply might be what you're here to alchemize, not just for yourself, but for others. You are already living parts of it. Here's a truth that will lift the pressure. You're already living parts of your soul purpose, even if you haven't named it yet, even if it doesn't look like you imagined, even if you think you're off track. The way you instinctively comfort others, the clarity you bring to chaos, the creativity that wants to pour out of you, the way you show up again and again, even when it's hard. This is purpose in motion. You are already walking the path. You're just becoming conscious of it. Purpose doesn't always start with fireworks. Sometimes it begins as a quiet knowing, a gentle pull, a growing discomfort with anything that feels inauthentic. You don't have to impress. Only align. Let go of the idea that your purpose has to be grand to be real. You don't need to be famous, flawless, or perfect to be on purpose. Purpose isn't measured by how many followers you have or how many people applaud you. It's measured by alignment. When your inner state and outer actions begin to match, when you stop performing and start being, when you live from a place of truth rather than pressure, that's when purpose becomes visible. To live your purpose is not to impress the world, it's to express your soul. So breathe, not to chase the answer, not to fix yourself, but to remember you are not broken. You were never off course. You've always been on the path. You were not created by accident. You were sent here on purpose. And everything you've lived, every twist, every pain, every moment, has prepared you to begin this next chapter. This isn't the start of your purpose. It's the start of your awareness of it. Let's keep going. Chapter 2. The soul speaks not in words. Your soul doesn't speak human language. It doesn't speak in bullet points or logic. It doesn't leave detailed instructions on your phone or whisper job titles in your ear. It communicates through emotion, energy, sensation, and silence. And the more you learn to listen through these channels, the more clearly you'll begin to hear what it's been saying all along. If Chapter 1 was about understanding that you were born with purpose, Chapter 2 is about learning how to tune into it. Because purpose doesn't arrive through noise. It reveals itself through resonance. You've been listening without realizing. Have you ever had a moment that felt like home? Without explanation? A job? A place? A conversation that just felt right? Even if it didn't make sense on paper, that's the soul speaking. It doesn't justify itself. It doesn't always make sense to others, but it feels like truth. Or maybe you've had the opposite, a perfectly logical choice that looked good, checked all the boxes, but left you hollow, drained, and restless inside. That's also the soul speaking. it pulls back. It shuts down. It refuses to energize what isn't aligned. This is your first clue. Your soul doesn't use language. It uses feeling. And feeling is your internal guidance system. Energy doesn't lie. Your soul communicates through energy, and energy doesn't lie. Think of a time you were around someone and felt completely at ease, or walked into a space and immediately felt uplifted. That's resonance. Your frequency was harmonizing with something that aligned with your essence. Now think of a time you forced yourself to stay in a situation that drained you. A relationship, a job, a version of yourself you outgrew. That discomfort wasn't just emotional, it was energetic misalignment. Your soul will always withdraw energy from what no longer matches your purpose. You might keep going through the motions. You might push harder, but your spirit will go silent. And when the soul goes quiet, life starts to feel like noise. What energizes you is the clue. One of the simplest ways to reconnect with your purpose is to ask, "What energizes me?" Without force, without effort, without reward. Look at your life. What conversations make you forget time exists? What problems would you gladly solve, even without recognition? What activities light up your body, your mind, your heart? These aren't just hobbies. They're portals. Doorways into the vibration of your soul's calling. Because your purpose will always energize you. Not every moment, not every detail, but at its core, it will feel life-giving, not life-draining. When you move in alignment with your soul, energy multiplies. When you move against it, energy collapses. Emotion is the soul's volume knob. Emotions are not distractions from your purpose. They're guides. Joy, expansion, excitement, alignment, peace, resonance, numbness, dread, anxiety, misalignment, or a call to pause. We've been conditioned to suppress our feelings, to tough it out, to ignore the intuitive knowing in our gut. But your emotions are sacred messengers. When something feels off, don't override it. Lean in. Ask, "What is this emotion trying to tell me?" When something feels magnetic, don't dismiss it. Follow it. Even if the path looks unclear, the frequency is the sign. Your soul is always communicating, but it does so through sensation, not sentence. You don't need better logic. You need better listening. Quietness is the translator. The voice of your soul is subtle. It doesn't shout. It waits for you to slow down enough to hear. That's why practices like meditation, breathwork, or even silent walks in nature are so powerful. They quiet the surface mind long enough for the deeper self to rise. You don't find your purpose in chaos. You remember it in stillness. Quietness is not emptiness. It's space for remembering. When your inner world gets quiet, your frequency begins to stabilize. And from that stable frequency, clarity emerges, not as a lightning bolt, but as a quiet certainty. Follow the feel. Here's a simple but profound daily practice. Follow what feels expansive. Every decision you make, ask yourself, "Does this contract or expand me? Do I feel smaller or larger when I say yes to this? Does this reflect who I'm becoming? Or who I'm still trying to please?" If it feels expansive, light, and full of possibility, that's your soul saying yes. If it feels heavy, tight, or forced, your soul is asking for redirection. You don't need a 5-year plan to walk in purpose. You need a 5-second pause to check in with how it feels. Your soul is not vague, it's just subtle. You are the instrument. Tuning matters. Think of your body, mind, and spirit as a musical instrument. Your thoughts are strings. Your emotions are vibrations. Your body is the chamber that amplifies what's being played. When your life feels discordant, you don't throw away the instrument. You tune it. You return to your center. You align your frequency. And suddenly, the music of purpose begins to flow again. This is not metaphor. It's vibrational reality. You are already broadcasting a signal. Now, you're learning to consciously choose that signal. Your soul is not lost. It's speaking every day. Not in words, but in feeling. Not in formulas, but in resonance. You are not behind. You are tuning. And the more you listen, the clearer it becomes. You don't need the whole map. You only need the next vibration that feels like home. Your purpose doesn't come from thinking more. It comes from feeling more clearly. Let the resonance guide you. Let the quietness reveal what's already been calling. The soul is speaking. Let's keep listening. Chapter 3. Silence the noise to hear the signal. There is a signal always broadcasting from your soul. Clear, steady, true. But most people never hear it. Not because it's not there, but because there's simply too much noise. The modern world is loud, constant opinions, endless comparisons, 1,000 voices telling you who to be, what to chase, and what you should have achieved by now. But the soul doesn't compete with chaos. It waits, patiently, quietly. And when you finally begin to silence the noise, you'll discover that the answers were never far away, only drowned beneath the distractions, the noise of the world. We live in a culture addicted to speed and external validation. You wake up and immediately check your phone. You scroll through a feed of filtered lives, unconsciously measuring your worth against highlight reels. You hear the world say, "You should be more successful. You should be married by now. You should know your path already." Each should pulls you further from your center. Each comparison turns the volume up on doubt, and slowly you begin to believe the lie that your worth is tied to performance. But here's the truth. Your purpose is not something the world can define. So stop looking for it in places that never knew who you really are. The soul speaks. When the mind grows quiet, the soul doesn't raise its voice. It simply waits for you to lower the volume of everything else. That's why silence isn't just peaceful, it's powerful. Quietness isn't just rest, it's revelation. In quietness, the noise fades. And in that quiet space, you begin to remember. Not as a concept, but as a feeling. Not as an idea, but as a knowing. Silence reconnects you to the voice within, the one that says, "You don't have to rush. You are not late. You already know. Just listen deeper." Your intuition has always been speaking. Think back. How many times have you ignored a quiet nudge only to realize later it was right? That gut feeling before saying yes to something you didn't want. That whisper before a big move. That subtle unease you dismissed as nothing. Your soul has been trying to guide you through intuition, dreams, sensations, synchronicities. But the noise teaches you to doubt it, to override it, to prioritize logic over inner wisdom. And yet, your purpose isn't logical. It's intelligent. It's woven through feeling, timing, and energy, not spreadsheets and checklists. To hear it, you must relearn how to trust the quiet. Create sacred space. Purpose doesn't appear in clutter. It reveals itself in space. If you want clarity, you must create room for it. Room in your schedule, room in your energy, room in your mind. This doesn't require escaping to a mountaintop. It can start with 5 minutes of silence each morning, a phone-free walk, a breath between reactions, a pause before you respond to the world, Because when you create quietness outside, you invite silence inside, and that's where the signal becomes loud and unmistakable. Declutter the inner dialogue. Noise isn't just external. Sometimes the loudest voice is the one in your own mind, the critic, the perfectionist, the voice that says, "You're not doing enough. You're too late. You don't matter." But here's the sacred truth. That voice isn't your soul. It's your conditioning. The voice of your soul is not shaming. It is soft, warm, wise. It doesn't push you. It pulls you, gently, but powerfully, toward what feels like home. So when your mind gets loud, don't try to fight it. Just return to breath. Return to body. Return to presence. Embrace the quietness without demanding an answer. Sometimes people avoid silence because they expect immediate clarity. They say, "I tried meditating, but I didn't get an answer." But silence isn't a vending machine. It's a relationship. Quietness doesn't always deliver answers. Sometimes it simply dissolves the confusion. And in that space, what you need rises naturally when it's time. Be willing to sit in the mystery. Be willing to trust that something sacred is unfolding, even if you can't name it yet. Purpose doesn't always arrive as a thunderbolt. It often begins as peace. The sacred pause. Here's a simple way to begin tuning in. 1. Sit without distractions. No phone, no music, just presence. 2. Ask a soul question. Something open-ended and gentle like, "What wants to move through me today? What would my soul choose in this moment? Where do I feel drawn, even if it doesn't make sense?" 3. Listen, without forcing an answer. Let the question echo. Let your body respond. Let your heart speak. Then simply carry the question with you for the day. Let life begin to answer in signs, sensations, synchronicities. The signal is always there. Your job is only to quiet the interference. Your soul is not missing. It's just been waiting for you to slow down long enough to listen. You don't need more opinions. You don't need more validation. You don't need more noise. You need space. You need silence. You need presence. Because in that quiet space, the signal becomes unmistakable. You were never disconnected. You were just distracted. Now you're remembering. Now you're tuning in. Now you're ready to listen deeply. Let the silence guide you. Let the signal rise. Your purpose is not something you chase. It's something you receive. Chapter 4. Follow the golden thread. You don't need to force your way into your purpose. You don't need to figure it all out in one sitting. You only need to follow the thread. The soul doesn't give you the entire map. It gives you a string of clues, each connected to the next. And when you follow them, softly, consistently, with trust, you begin to see the pattern. You begin to feel the design. You begin to remember who you've been becoming all along. This is the golden thread. It's been there since the beginning. Purpose leaves patterns. Look closely at your life, not with judgment, but with curiosity. You'll notice it wasn't random. There have been patterns, themes, wounds that repeat, passions that persist, desires that refuse to fade, even when you tried to ignore them. That's the thread. Your purpose doesn't show up once in a lightning bolt. It shows up again and again, woven through your life like a quiet rhythm waiting to be heard. It might be the same type of people always drawn to your energy, a cause or message you keep coming back to, a role you play in every room you walk into, even without trying, a vision that won't leave you, no matter how much you move on. These aren't coincidences. They're coordinates. Look to childhood, before the world taught you who to be, before you wore masks to fit in, before fear and logic muted your joy, your soul was speaking the loudest. Ask yourself, what did I love doing as a child? What fascinated me without anyone teaching me how? When did I feel most alive, most myself, most free? Maybe it was writing, building, dancing, helping, imagining. Maybe you created stories or fixed broken things or mediated fights on the playground. That wasn't just play. That was your essence in motion, pure and unfiltered. Your childhood passions weren't distractions. They were previews. The thread often begins there. Pain as a pointer. Sometimes the golden thread isn't wrapped in joy. Sometimes it runs straight through your pain, because what hurt you most deeply often becomes what you're here to heal or transform. In yourself and in others. Maybe you were silenced, and now you're here to teach expression. Maybe you felt invisible, and now you're called to help others feel seen. Maybe you struggled financially, and now you're building a path of conscious wealth. The wound becomes the wisdom. The scar becomes the message. Your suffering was never wasted. It was a part of the design. Follow your pain, not to relive it, but to redeem it. Follow fascination, not force. One of the most powerful signs you're touching, your purpose, is fascination. Not just, what are you good at? But, what won't leave you alone? What do you keep researching in your free time? What books pull you in every time? What topics light you up in conversation, where your eyes shine and your voice rises? That's the soul saying, come closer. Not because it's easy, not because it's guaranteed, but because it's aligned. You don't need to be the best at it. You don't need to monetize it overnight. You just need to be honest. This calls to me. And that calling is your compass. Every step leads to the next. The golden thread doesn't always tell you where it ends, but it always tells you where to go next. You may not know the final destination, but the next yes, the next alignment, the next small brave move, that's enough. Purpose isn't revealed in grand declarations. It unfolds in quiet obedience to the present moment. You send a message. You apply to a course. You try something new. You leave something old. And something in you says, this way. Not because you're certain, but because you're listening. Soul questions to follow the thread. Use these as journaling prompts or quiet reflections. What moments in my life have felt most aligned, even if they didn't make sense? What parts of me refuse to be silenced? What do people thank me for, again and again? If I trusted that my path is already unfolding perfectly, what would I say yes to today? You're not trying to find one big answer. You're following tiny truths, breadcrumbs, echoes. The thread is alive. Keep following it. What feels like? Destiny is often familiar. Ever had a moment where something new felt strangely familiar? Like meeting someone for the first time but feeling like you've known them forever. Or trying something you've never done before and feeling instantly at home. That's not luck. That's recognition. Your soul is remembering a frequency it's felt before. It's your path confirming itself. When you feel that, don't run. Don't rationalize. Just take the next step. Trust that you're being pulled by something wiser than your fear. The golden thread is already in your hand. You don't need to yank it. You don't need to control where it leads. You only need to follow, step by step, yes by yes, breath by breath. Let your life reveal its own rhythm. Let your soul remind you of what it never forgot. You were never lost. You were just looking for a map when your heart already held a compass. Follow what feels like home. Follow what won't leave you. Follow the golden thread. It will never lead you astray. Chapter 5. Purpose evolves as you expand your soul. Purpose is not a single moment. It is not one career, one identity, or one perfect choice. It is a living energy, meant to evolve as you evolve. Just as you are not the same person you were 10 years ago, your purpose is not meant to remain frozen in time. Growth changes your voice. Healing changes your calling. Experience changes your expression. And that's not failure. That's alignment. When you allow your purpose to evolve with you, you stop trying to chase a fixed destiny and start dancing with a living one. The illusion of a final answer. So many people delay walking their path because they think they have to get it exactly right from the start. They ask, what if I choose the wrong thing? What if I commit, then change my mind? What if I'm meant for something bigger, but I settle too soon? But here's the sacred truth. Your soul purpose is not a multiple choice test. It's a frequency, a vibration, a presence. It doesn't require you to have it all figured out. It only asks you to be honest with who you are right now. And who you are right now is allowed to grow. The river doesn't apologize for flowing. Think of your life like a river. It twists, it widens, it narrows, it changes terrain. But it always flows toward its essence, its source, its destination. Your purpose flows the same way. You may start in one field and shift completely. You may feel called to speak loudly in one season and withdraw into deep listening in another. You may teach, then create, then rest, then return as someone new. This isn't inconsistency. This is truth in motion. Don't try to freeze the river. Learn to move with it. Alignment over identity. The ego loves identity. It wants to say, I am a coach, I am an artist, I am a healer. But your soul doesn't speak in titles. It speaks in alignment. It asks, am I using my gifts today? Am I expressing love, truth, clarity, presence? Am I being who I came here to be in this moment? The roles may change, the methods may shift, but the core stays true. You're not here to be a fixed label. You're here to be a living instrument. Expansion is part of the design. There will be times when what once felt aligned no longer does. A job that once lit you up now feels constrictive. A message you once shared no longer resonates. A path you walked with certainty now feels like a cage. This doesn't mean you were wrong. It means you've grown. And growth is not betrayal. Growth is proof that you're alive. Your soul will never ask you to stay small in the name of stability. It will always call you toward expansion. Sometimes quietly. Sometimes through discomfort. Sometimes through an unshakable urge to begin again. That urge, follow it. Letting go without guilt. The hardest part of evolving purpose is often what you have to release. You might have to walk away from a version of yourself that's no longer true, a business that no longer reflects your heart, an audience that followed you for who you used to be, a dream that belonged to your past self, not your current one. Letting go is not failure. It is completion. When something has served its purpose, honor it and release it. You're not abandoning your path. You're updating it. Even nature sheds its leaves when it's time to grow new ones. Clues. It's time to evolve. You'll know your purpose is shifting when you feel a quiet dissatisfaction with what once excited you. You begin daydreaming about a new path that feels impossible, but alive. You resist doing what once felt effortless. You keep hearing the same internal whisper, "There's more." Listen. Don't silence the whisper with productivity. Don't drown it out with fear. Give yourself permission to ask new questions, to imagine new ways of serving, to evolve without apology. Purpose is seasonal, not static. There are seasons for every kind of soul work, a season to speak, a season to listen, a season to lead, a season to learn, a season to burn it down, a season to build again. Stop expecting every season to look the same. Stop demanding consistency over authenticity. You're not here to be predictable. You are here to be true. Let your purpose stretch as you stretch. Let your impact change shape as you do. You are not behind because you shifted directions. You are not flaky because your passion changed. You are not confused because you're expanding. This is what it means to walk a living path. Your purpose is not one locked door. It's 1,000 doors opening as you grow into them. Let it evolve. Let yourself evolve. And trust that each version of you holds a new piece of the puzzle. You're not meant to get it right. You're meant to keep becoming. That's the real purpose. To express who you are. At every stage. Every layer. Every level of your becoming. And as you evolve, your purpose will too. Chapter 6. Service, joy, and flow are clues. Your purpose isn't something you have to force. It isn't a reward you earn. It's a current you enter, a frequency that pulls you into joy, into presence, and into a life that feels meaningful beyond words. The signs are everywhere. You felt them before. That effortless moment where time disappears and you forget yourself. That simple act of kindness that leaves you fuller than before. That sacred rush of energy when you give from your heart and something greater flows through you. These moments are not random. They're confirmations that you've touched the edge of your purpose. Because when you live in your soul's design, life begins to feel like flow, and flow is a holy language. Follow the feeling, not the formula. In a world obsessed with plans, metrics, and 10-step systems, we forget the most ancient compass of all. Feeling. Not emotional impulse, but soul-based alignment. When something gives you energy instead of draining it, follow that. When you feel a quiet yes in your chest, trust that. When your heart opens and your mind quiets, pause there. You've arrived at a signal. Purpose doesn't shout, it invites. And its invitation often sounds like, "This feels like me. I could do this forever. I'm not performing, I'm present." This is what it means to follow joy, not as a fleeting high, but as a guidepost. Joy is not selfish. It's sacred. You are not put here to suffer your way to meaning. You are not asked to dim yourself in the name of humility. You were never meant to feel dead inside just to pay the bills. Your joy matters, not because it feels good, but because it's truthful. When you are lit up by something, you become a light for others. And that radiance ripples outward in ways you'll never fully see. That's not indulgent. That's your assignment. Joy is not a distraction from purpose. It is the essence of it, because your joy is your aliveness, and your aliveness is your power. Purpose lives in service. If joy is your compass, service is your anchor. Your purpose is not only about what makes you feel good. It's about how your gifts move through you and bless the world. And service doesn't mean sacrifice. It means contribution. It means asking, "Where does what I love to do meet what the world needs? How can I use what comes naturally to me to lift others? Where can I pour love without depletion?" Your purpose may show up in a conversation that heals someone's heart, in a message that opens someone's eyes, in an idea that sparks a movement, in a quiet moment of presence that makes someone feel less alone. Purpose is not always loud. Sometimes, it's how you hold space. Sometimes, it's simply how you show up. What you find easy, others find transformational. One of the biggest reasons people miss their purpose is this. They assume it must be hard. They believe it must come with struggle, certification, or proof. So they overlook what comes easily to them. They dismiss what feels natural. But that ease, that sacred design, what feels second nature to you may be exactly what someone else has been praying for. Your calm in chaos. Your ability to explain the unexplainable. Your sense of humor. Your depth. Your ideas. Your presence. These are not common. They are clues. If it flows from you, it was meant to. Stop looking for struggle as validation. Start honoring your flow as instruction. Flow reveals your frequency. You know you're in the current of your purpose when time disappears, doubt fades, effort becomes play, your identity expands, you feel more like yourself than ever before. This is called flow state, and it's not just a psychological event, it's a spiritual alignment. It's what happens when your energy is in sync with your design, when you stop chasing and start channeling. Flow is where your soul becomes active. And in that space, your purpose moves through you, not because you're trying, but because you're available. You don't force flow, you surrender to it. Trace the flow backward. Here's a reflective exercise. Recall a moment where you felt alive, useful, and lit up. What were you doing? Who were you helping? How did it feel? What strengths were being expressed naturally? Was it joyful? Was it meaningful? These are your energetic fingerprints. They point toward the shape your purpose wants to take. You're not trying to duplicate a moment. You're trying to identify its frequency so you can live there more often. The world doesn't need more hustle. It needs more hearts awake. We've been taught to admire the grind, but purpose doesn't grind. It glows. The world doesn't need you to burn out trying to be enough. It needs you to burn bright from within. It needs your gifts, expressed with joy, your voice, offered with love, your service, grounded in truth. You don't have to save the world. You only have to say yes to where your joy and service intersect. That intersection is your soul's address. You don't need to search for your purpose like a missing treasure. You need to follow what lights you up, what flows through you, and what quietly serves others along the way. Let joy lead. Let service steady. Let flow carry you. You are not here to prove your worth. You are here to pour it. When you align with what brings you joy and what helps others rise, you're not just finding your purpose, you're living it. Let it flow. Chapter 7. Trust the timing of your awakening. You are not late. You are not behind. You are not lost. You are awakening, on time, in rhythm, and in alignment with a wisdom far greater than the clock on your wall or the calendar on your phone. There's a divine intelligence moving beneath the surface of your life, unfolding you layer by layer. And just because you can't always see the plan, doesn't mean there isn't one. Your soul knows what it's doing. Even when your mind is unsure. Even when your path looks quiet or slow. This chapter is your reminder. You can trust the timing of your becoming. Awakening is not always a moment. Sometimes, it's a process. We love the idea of breakthrough. That lightning bolt epiphany. That sudden clarity that changes everything. But for most of us, awakening isn't a moment. It's a process, a quiet unfolding, a deep remembering, a slow peeling back of who you are not, so that who you truly are can finally rise. It doesn't always feel exciting. Sometimes it feels like stillness. Sometimes it feels like waiting. Sometimes it feels like being in the dark, unsure of what's next. But growth is often invisible, until one day it isn't. Like a seed under the soil, your purpose is taking root long before it breaks the surface. Trust the soil. Trust the dark. Trust the slowness. The illusion of being behind comparison is one of the loudest thieves of purpose. You see someone your age doing something grand and wonder if you've wasted your life. You scroll past success stories and wonder why it hasn't happened for you yet. But everyone's timeline is sacredly different. Some people awaken early and burn out before they ever go deep. Some bloom late, but carry decades of wisdom when they finally rise. Some walk steadily for years, and suddenly everything clicks. You are on your own cosmic timeline, and your only job is to honor your rhythm. Purpose doesn't work on a deadline. It works on alignment. Delay is not denial. It's preparation. Sometimes when life feels like it's on pause, something greater is preparing you. That pause may be building resilience, sharpening your discernment, teaching you patience, presence, or depth, or simply clearing out what's no longer meant to come with you. The delay isn't rejection. It's refinement. You're being prepared to carry the weight of your purpose with grace, not just for a moment, but for the long term. You're being rooted before you rise. Don't curse the delay. Bless it. Let it deepen you. Signs that your awakening is already happening. Even when you don't realize it, the awakening is underway. Here are some quiet signs. You're less tolerant of what no longer aligns. You crave meaning more than approval. You question old beliefs that once felt comfortable. You feel a pull towards something deeper, even if you can't name it yet. You're learning to trust your intuition over the opinions of others. This isn't confusion. This is transition. The old you is fading. The new you is arriving. And that space in between? That's holy ground. Your purpose will find you when you're ready to live. It's so often we beg for answers we aren't ready to receive. We say, show me what I'm here to do. But deep down, we fear the responsibility, the visibility, or the unknown that comes with the answer. Your soul is kind. It will never overwhelm you with more than you're prepared to hold. That's why purpose often arrives when you're soft enough to receive it. Not when you demand it, but when you're finally available. Sometimes it waits until you stop proving. Until you stop pushing, until you learn to be present. That's when it enters, gently but powerfully, like a truth you've always known, but finally feel ready to live. Trust anchors. When doubt creeps in, return to these anchors. Breathe and affirm, I am on time. I am in rhythm. I trust the process. Reflect, where in my past did a delay turn out to be perfect timing? Remember, everything I'm learning now will serve the version of me I'm becoming. Repeat, nothing real is ever missed. What is mine will always find me. You don't need to rush the answer. You need to hold the frequency of readiness. That's what moves the universe. Even the moon doesn't stay. Full nature is your greatest teacher. The moon doesn't rush to be whole. It waxes, it wanes, it disappears. And yet, it always returns to fullness, on time, without apology. Trees don't bloom all year. They shed. They go bare. They rest. And still, spring comes. You are no different. Honor your seasons. Rest when you're called to. Grow when you're ready. And trust that your purpose will meet you exactly where you are. Not when you force it, but when you flow with it. You don't have to force your awakening. You only have to stay open to it. Your life is not running out. It's ripening. Each day is adding to your readiness. Each experience is shaping your voice. Each breath is drawing you closer to the truth that was always waiting for you to catch up. You're not late. You're not off track. You're awakening. And that awakening will continue to unfold. Not all at once, but beautifully, perfectly, divinely, right on time. You're remembering that you are energy first, identity second, that your intuition is more accurate than your resume, that your joy is more instructive than your productivity. You're remembering that who you are is the very thing the world needs most from you. You were never lost. Not really. You were detoured, distracted, disconnected from your truth, but never from your essence. And now, as you wake up, as you feel the pull back to yourself, as you remember who you were before the world got loud, know this: you don't need to find your path. You are the path. You don't need permission to be who you are. Your existence is permission, and you don't need to chase purpose. You only need to remember it, then live it like it never left. Because it didn't. Chapter 9: Integrating Your Purpose into Everyday Life. Your purpose isn't a place you arrive. It's not a spotlight moment or a single defining act. It's not reserved for spiritual retreats, peak experiences, or once-in-a-lifetime breakthroughs. Your purpose lives in the ordinary, in the conversations over coffee, in the quiet ways you show up when no one's watching, in the small decisions that align with your soul instead of your fear. The question is no longer, what is my purpose? But rather, how can I live it now, here, in this? This chapter is where remembering becomes embodiment, where you stop seeking and start integrating, because your purpose isn't something to do someday. It's something to be today. Let go of the grand, embrace the grounded. We're often taught to imagine purpose as something grand and far away, a world-changing idea, a viral message, a life lived at full capacity and constant momentum. But that vision can become a trap. It creates pressure, it creates distance, and it often leads to inaction, because if it's not big enough, why bother? But the soul doesn't measure in fame or followers. The soul measures in frequency. It asks, did you love? Did you give your truth freely? Did you honor what felt aligned, even if no one clapped? Purpose is rarely loud. It's steady. It's felt in the quiet ways you live your truth, over and over again. Purpose can be woven into anything. Your job doesn't have to be your soul mission for your life to be purposeful. You can bring purpose into the way you speak to a stranger, the patience you show your children, the art you make in your free time, the advice you offer that changes someone's day, the moment you choose compassion instead of judgment. Purpose isn't always about what you do. It's about how you do it, the intention, the presence, the energy you infuse into everything you touch. Your presence is the purpose. Every role you play is an opportunity. You don't have to escape your life to fulfill your calling. You can begin right here with what's in front of you. If you're a teacher, maybe your purpose is to remind every student they matter. If you're a parent, maybe your purpose is to break generational patterns and raise children who are emotionally awake. If you work in a corporate office, maybe your purpose is to bring light, peace, and integrity into a space that desperately needs it. If you're a creator, maybe your purpose is to awaken others through what you express, even if just one person feels it. You don't need to quit your job to be who you are. You just need to show up as you, wherever you are. Purpose is less about position and more about presence. Purpose is a daily practice, not a one-time revelation. Waiting for a moment of divine clarity before you act will keep you stuck. Instead, treat purpose like a practice, something you wake up and choose again each day. Ask yourself in the morning, how can I show up in alignment today? What would my truest self say, do, or offer in this situation? How can I move through this day with intention? Some days your purpose will look like inspired action. Other days it will look like rest, reflection, and choosing not to betray yourself. Both are sacred, both are necessary. There's no separation between your spiritual path and your real life. They are one and the same. Practice. The Purpose Check-In Ritual. Here's a simple daily ritual to stay connected with your path. Morning intention. Before you look at your phone or dive into the noise, pause and ask, what does alignment look like for me today? Midday, anchor. Choose one moment in your day to come back to presence. Ask, am I honoring my values and how I'm showing up right now? Evening reflection. Before bed, ask, where did I live on purpose today? What moments felt true, honest, alive? By doing this, you begin to anchor your soul into the rhythm of daily life. You don't visit your purpose, you live it. Your presence is the purpose. So many people walk through life wondering what they're here to do. And yet, their very being is changing the energy of every room they enter. You don't have to try so hard. You already carry the vibration of what you're here to give. It's in your kindness, your clarity, your ability to listen, your willingness to grow, your way of loving without needing recognition. You are the message. You are the light. You are the reminder others didn't know they needed. And when you embody that, on the subway, at your desk, while cooking dinner, while speaking to a friend, you are living your purpose more fully than any performance could ever convey. You don't need to abandon your life to find your path. You need to return to yourself within your life. Every moment is an invitation. Every interaction is a canvas. Every breath is a chance to live on purpose. There is no someday for your soul to start expressing itself. It already is. And when you start to weave that expression into the smallest parts of your day, you realize the great secret. You were never waiting for purpose. You were waiting to show up as who you truly are. Now is the time. And this moment, this ordinary, miraculous moment, is enough. Chapter 10. Your life is the message. Your purpose is not a line on a resume. It's not a slogan, a title, or even a sentence you can recite. It is not something you say. It is something you live. When your soul is in alignment, your life begins to speak louder than your words. The way you walk into a room, the energy you leave behind, the peace you carry, even in the chaos, the love you offer, even when unreturned. Your life becomes the message. Not because you're trying to teach, but because you're simply being who you are. And that, more than anything, is what the world needs. The quiet power of living aligned. In a world addicted to noise, the most radical thing you can do is become someone who radiates inner clarity. You don't have to preach to inspire. You don't have to prove your purpose with external results. You simply have to embody what you say you believe. When you live with alignment between your thoughts, your words, and your actions, people feel it. even if they don't understand it, they recognize the frequency. It feels like safety. It feels like truth. It feels like light. And in your presence, they begin to remember something about themselves too. That is the ripple of purpose. Not what you do once, but what you become daily. You are already the sign someone is looking for. So many people walk around praying for a sign, something to tell them they're on the right path, something to remind them that truth still exists, that peace is still possible, that love hasn't disappeared. And what if that sign is you? Not you on a stage, not you in a viral moment, but you being real, kind, grounded, awake. You living with integrity when it would be easier not to. You offering softness in a hardened world. You listening deeply, loving freely, choosing presence over pretense. When you live on purpose, your life becomes the confirmation others didn't know they were waiting for. That's how you serve. That's how you lead. By becoming the very frequency you were born to embody. You are the answer to a prayer you never heard. There are people you haven't met yet who will be changed by the way you live. Not by the facts you know, but by the energy you carry, by the healing in your presence, by the example of your becoming. Someone will witness your courage to change direction and believe they can too. Someone will watch you forgive yourself and feel permission to heal. Someone will feel less alone simply because you chose to tell the truth out loud. This is how your purpose moves, not through performance, through embodiment. You don't need to know whose life you're touching. You just need to know that when you live in alignment, someone always feels it. Let your life reflect. You're becoming. Every day is a chance to refine the message you send through your living. Ask yourself, am I acting from fear or from faith? Am I choosing the easy way or the honest way? Am I repeating old patterns or creating something new? These questions shape the story your life tells. And that story, quiet as it may seem, is louder than any lecture. You are always broadcasting a vibration, always writing a living message through your actions. Let that message say, it's possible to live awake. It's safe to be real. You can return to yourself and be more whole than before. Let your life speak what your soul knows. You are not just writing a life, you are writing a legacy. Legacy is not about being remembered by the masses. It's about being felt by those whose lives intersected with yours. It's in how your child remembers your tenderness, how a friend recalls your presence in their darkest hour, how a stranger remembers that moment you smiled when they needed it most. It's in the impact you may never see, but that lives on through every life you've touched, even briefly. When you live your purpose, you are writing that legacy every single day, not by being perfect, but by being present, by letting your life be the proof that it's safe to be fully human and deeply divine all at once, until your outer world begins to reflect your inner world, until who you are is the message you were born to share. You are not here to convince anyone. You are not here to chase validation. You are not here to earn your right to exist. You are here to embody your essence, to let your life become a message of what's possible when love leads, when truth is lived, and when the soul is finally given permission to take the lead. Let your life be that message. Let it say what words cannot. Let it echo long after you've left the room. Because when you live in purpose, you don't just speak light, you become it. Let this remembering stay with you. Let it speak through the way you listen, the way you create, the way you rest, rise, and reach for others. Let your presence say, "I am here, and I remember now. I am here, and I choose to live on purpose. I am here, and that is enough." And when the world gets loud again, because it will, when you forget again, because you might, come back, return to the breath, to the body, to the soul underneath it all. You're not lost. You're simply in the middle of remembering. And this is the real journey. You didn't come here to find purpose. You came here to be it. So go live like the soul you are, and let your life whisper to the world, "I remember who I am.